NPR News in Washington. I'm Jack Spear. A stunning defeat for British Prime Minister David Cameron, who lost a vote in Parliament endorsing military action against Syria by 13 votes today. The defeat comes as Britain had appeared to be ready to join the U.S. in possible attacks against Syria over alleged chemical weapons use. The BBC's Rob Watson reports the non-binding vote leaves Cameron and the country in a tough spot.
The way it leaves Britain, if we could deal with that first, is in a very awkward position in terms of its relationship with the United States and with other countries who are thinking of backing military intervention against Syria. I think certainly domestically for David Cameron, this is going to be a rather sticky moment, although it's perfectly true that his defeat is in part to do with the long shadow cast over British politics by Iraq, in other words, by the actions of a previous government. Still, people will be saying, well, hang on a minute, he's supposed to be the leader. Why didn't he foresee these problems?
Cameron said he will not override Parliament. The White House says it will continue to consult with the UK government, but also plans to be guided by the best interests of the US. So-called rim fire continues to burn in and around Yosemite National Park. It has now grown by several hundred more acres. The fire, which remains largely uncontained, now expanding to more than 300 square miles. California fire spokesman says crews are confident the containment lines they do have in place are holding. The big concern now, rising temperatures. Temperatures in the area rose into the 90s today. The fire that began August 17th quickly becoming one of the costliest in California history. The IRS has issued new tax guidance for married same-sex couples. NPR's Scott Horsley reports it's one of the moves by the Obama administration to implement this summer Supreme Court ruling extending federal recognition to gay marriage.
Starting next month, the IRS says legally married same-sex couples must file married tax returns, even if they live in states where their marriage is not recognized. Treasury officials say treating married couples alike in all 50 states will make it easier to administer the tax code and assure same-sex couples their federal tax status won't change if they move from one state to another. For some couples, married status will mean higher federal taxes, while others will get a tax break. Those who see a savings will have the option of seeking refunds for up to 3 previous years. Same-sex married partners will also get the benefit of other federal tax breaks that straight couples enjoy, including tax-free inheritance and tax-free spousal health insurance. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The economy was continuing to grow at a more robust rate during the second 3 months of the year than initially thought. That's according to the Commerce Department, which says this determined the economy expanded at a 2.5% annual rate in the second quarter. That's a sharp upward revision from the 1.7% growth estimate just a month ago. On Wall Street, stocks edged higher. The Dow was up 16 points to 14,840. The Nasdaq gained 26 points. You're listening to NPR. Starting soon, some bottles of the pain reliever Tylenol that are sold in the U.S. will carry red warning labels, alerting users to potentially fatal risks from taking too much of the drug. The maker of the drug, Johnson & Johnson, says new disclosure requirement comes amid mounting lawsuits and pressure from the federal government. The main ingredient in Tylenol, acetaminophen, is the nation's leading cause of liver failure. As part of a national protest, fast food workers, union members, and others demonstrated in front of Church's Chicken in Atlanta today. Protesters want to raise their wages to $15 an hour. Member station WABE, Michelle Worth has more.
Dozens of protesters shouted and held signs in front of the fast food restaurant. Church's cashier Tina McCoy says, after taxes, she makes a little more than $300 every 2 weeks. She says it's not enough to support her family.
I'm barely making it. I have to basically rob Peter to pay Paul. I'm going without, in one instance, to be able to have a roof over my head.
For its part, the National Restaurant Association says it welcomes a national discussion on wages, but it should be based on facts. The group says only 5% of restaurant employees make minimum wage, and they mostly work part-time and half are teenagers. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Worth in Atlanta.
Federal appeals court has upheld the state of California's ban on so-called conversion therapy programs that advertise they can turn individuals who are gay straight.